it's residents of the Glencar Road who live each side of the road have been asking for ramps to be installed there as a safety measure because the increased vehicle traffic on that road and the speed they've been doing. And we have ramps up above Chestnut Grove up towards the shopping centre, and we have the men down at the roundabout, the Gale School and down Circular Road and the back road. But in this stretch of road, of Glencar Road, we have none. And what we have is houses who actually have to bring their cars half out onto the road before they can see up or down the road. So I'm asking the council now to put at least two ramps in there to slow this traffic down and make it safer for the residents of that road to be able to access and exit their properties.
But more often than enough, you know, the local authority in recent times have been so reluctant to put ramps anywhere. But I suppose there's so many ramps there as it is. What's two more going to make a difference?
That's what I was saying to them today. But, I mean, what value do we put on a life? And this is what we need to be looking at. If ramps are needed, we need to find the money. It's as simple as that. You can't put a value on people's lives or their well-being. And we have a school in that area, and God forbid if a young child was knocked down crossing the road or even walking on the footpath, what price would a ramp be then? You know, so let's get realistic here. There is a problem with speed in the area, and we need to put at least two ramps in place to eradicate that problem.